my favorite jingle intro. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Super excited to have you join us today. We have a fantastic show today. I'm super excited about it because we're going to get started shortly. And in a few, we got AJ Savage. He used to be with RC, Jive Records, RCA Records, all of the records. He used to be a part of it. He's a huge record executive, producer, manager, and all of that. He's amazing. He's got his own company now called Savage One. So we're very excited to have him on the show with us. I'm so glad that he's on because you guys don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You see the artist, but you don't see the people behind the artist. And I'm telling you, he is known throughout the industry. You might not know him, but you're going to get to know him today. But everybody that knows somebody in this business knows AJ Savage. So I'm super honored to have him. You know, like I said, he's dealt with Clive Davis. He's dealt with, Whitney Houston, CeCe Peniston, the new guy, Roll James, even to date, and so many more. He's just amazing. Sounds of Blackness. So I'm just glad I've met him. He's so fun and so down to earth. So he's going to bring some energy here as well for you guys, just to, you know, give you some, you know, enlightenment on what it's like to be in this business. You got to know, so many people want to be an artist. So many people want to be producers. So many people want to be managers. And I'm telling you, he's going to give you the ins and outs of that. And of course, we got my girl, personal fitness trainer, Elizabeth Brooks. I just was with her this morning doing a workout in her class at our gym. And I'm telling you, she's amazing. And I love working out with her. She keeps me on my toes, keeps me motivated. And you just have to be around like-minded people. So iron sharpens iron. I mean, she is a large part of what motivates me to continue with Health and Soul. And like I said, Health and Soul is a brand that represents all forms of exercise, mind, body, and soul. It doesn't matter. It's not a certain workout. It's whatever gets you moving. I want to motivate you with Health and Soul to move. You know, some of you know that I'm, you know, my mentor is Billy Blank. So I've been getting into the Tybo thing, and he's been amazing with counseling me and mentoring me, and, you know, as far as the business, but also as far as, you know, keeping good health and, you know, having a powerful thought process, you know, that encouraging that you can do all things. So it's just been amazing being a part of him being in my life. So I just thank God for that. But yeah, I mean, it's so many different things. I do circuit. I do conditioning. I do weight training. So it's so many things that goes in the belt of cardio. It's so much that goes in the belt of Health and Soul. But just keep in mind that Health and Soul is a representation of wholeness. I want you to know that my mission is to get you to where everything is operating and as one, mind, body, and soul, that you are living free and that you are operating in your fullness for the glory of God. So that's what Health and Soul is all about, baby. And if you want to know more, go on to myhealthandsoul.com. Again, myhealthandsoul.com. You get all your information and updates. And if you want to follow me on all the Dr. Gina Radio Chat and all the information on my hosting stuff and radio co-hosting and things like that, go on drginaprince.com. Again, drginaprince.com, and you'll get all the information and updates on that as well. All right. Well, yeah, as we continue to go on, it's a sunny day in DC. I'm super excited about being with you guys today. I know you're telling a friend, and I can't forget about my main man, A-Train, that's going to be joining us as well. He's going to be sharing some hot topics with us, along with what all he's been doing, what his wife been doing. Oh my God, God is blessing the marriage couple. Okay, you guys got to understand that your blessings are connected to a spouse. Men, women, marriage is in. I just want to say that it is in. Check one, two. Marriage is in and it's cool. Okay. I just want to tell the world, because so many people are afraid of marriage. And I just don't, you got to know that even if you do good by yourself, just imagine how much greater it will be with someone that God has ordained for you. He told us to go out and multiply, and he sent us out two by two. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited about marriage, and I can't wait till A-Train gets on and tell us what God has been doing to bless his marriage. All right? Well, anyway, we're going to get started, and I'm very excited about it. I want to welcome A.J. Savage. Hey.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning to you, A.J. Savage. I'm so excited. This is A.J. Savage, y'all. A.J., listen, I met you at the, what was that? It was a family reunion with the iHeart Radio in Augusta, Georgia, right?
You sure did. That's where we met. That's where it all happened.
And let me tell you, this is the coolest dude I have met that has been so humble and so cool that has just been all over and knows everybody. I'm telling you, he is just such a joy. He kept making me laugh. And even from across the room, AJ, I would watch you, and I just would watch you interact with other people. Just such a great personality and such a just a friendly person that's about the business. I want the people to understand who you are and what do you do. Can you tell them that?
Yes, I can. It's very easy. You know, the introduction you gave me was quite esteemed. I don't know if I can live up to all of that, but what I will say is that first and foremost, I've been very blessed to have had a dream at a very young age. My dream was to be in this business at like 16, 17. I was dreaming of being in this business. And, you know, I set my course. God gave me this dream, and I set my course.
Wow.
And he put all the right players and all the right signs, the good ones and the bad ones, in front of me. And, you know, I had to make my own decisions, of course, as we all have to do in life. And especially when you embark on a career, any career, whether it's, you know, a doctor, lawyer, dentist, just a regular job, it doesn't matter. You know, whatever that is set in front of you, the good and the bad, you have to be able to deal with it. So
mm-hmm.
I started out as a disc jockey. That was the first stage for my career. That's where it all began. I was 17, just graduating from high school, was trying to find my way, and a disc jockey was the first thing that came to mind to get a start, you know, because I love music, grew up in a household where there was music played all the time. My mom played records and showed me how to play records. And so that was the very beginning for me, and I just had a liking for all types of music, not just urban or R&B at that time. It was black music or R&B. I was exposed to rock. I was exposed to country. I grew up listening to so many different types of music, and of course, wanting to be a disc jockey for my first, the beginning of it, that's, I started playing R&B music. And,
wow.
R&B and disco was starting to take form at that point. So that's where it all started for me, being a disc jockey. So of course, you know, I delved into a college education, studied journalism, had a knack for wanting to write, joined a school newspaper, was down in the Carolinas. I came to school in the Carolinas and went to HBCU, rah-rah for the HBCUs.
yes.
Benedict College, went there, studied journalism, got on the school newspaper, studied journalism. And that led me back home to Jersey, where I'm originally from, and I got an internship with Channel 9 TV. Now, anyone that's familiar with New York, that Channel 9 TV was the movie channel and sports. They had the Mets and the Rangers and lots of movies, independent channel. Anyway, I was there. I got an internship there, wanted an internship in radio, and KISS FM, which we all know of, KISS FM 98.7 in New York, was the sister station. And I wanted an internship there, couldn't get it. I wanted an internship at BLS, which, of course, you are familiar with. Anyone listening to this interview, they know BLS in New York. I was offered an internship there. Now, here's the irony of having to make decisions. I got an internship offer at BLS, and I got an internship offer at Channel 9 TV. Okay, both of them came at the same exact time. I mean, It was morning, I got the phone call from BLS. That afternoon, I got the phone call from Channel 9 TV. Went to the interviews. Channel 9 TV was offering a stipend. They were willing to pay the interns. So they were going to pay me, whereas BLS wasn't going to pay me.
Okay. So what was your decision? This is good.
I went for the money.
Okay.
Not only, I say that jokingly, as a college student commuting, because at that point I had transferred back to Jersey and was going to school at finishing my undergrad at Montclair State. So I was commuting. And, you know, everyone kept saying, well, you've been DJing, you've been a disc jockey, you're doing college radio. This is what my guidance counselor said. She said, I suggest you take the TV internship because you're doing college radio. So, I mean, if you're that infatuated with BLS and it being the, you know, number one urban radio station in the country, that's fine. But if you hone your skills, take your skills to the next level, when you go to BLS, they're going to want to hire you because You'll be that much more versatile. Your skill set could possibly be that much sharper. So, lo and behold, I took the internship in TV, did extremely well there as an intern. Unfortunate for them, they couldn't offer me a job because there was a union strike, just as I got out of school. Just as I was finishing my undergrad, there was a union strike, and so they couldn't do the hiring freezes, of course, on, so they couldn't hire me. At that point, I'd been there for over almost 2 years, working part-time, intern hours, off from school, work full-time, getting paid as an intern, which was wasn't even minimum wage at that point.
Okay.
So at that point, I started sending out air checks and resumes to different radio stations across the country. And just prior to getting a job in radio, Sugar Hill Records was in Englewood, New Jersey. Well, during my college radio time, I went to their studio in Englewood and, make a long story short, went there unbeknownst to me or anyone there, went to that building and that studio, met a few people, and within a week, they offered me a job.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, AJ, just to intervene for a second. So when you're telling your story, are you, my understanding of this is because a lot of people want to take the short way, the shortcuts. You know, you have to do your research. You have to educate yourself. It's very important because even though, you know, doors are opening for you, like I remember God always telling me, I don't care about the credentials, but people do. I know what I'm giving you. You know what I mean? I know what I'm giving you, and I know that you're anointed to do this, but people care. And I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing that even though, you know, you knew that you had to get all these credentials and things like that and study yourself, approve and do your research and things like that, it was almost like it was quick. And like every step you took, doors was open. Here's another door. And that's what I want people to understand. Don't be afraid of the research. Don't be afraid of the study. I think some people get caught up in worrying about testing or school and it's going to cost this or they don't want to do it. And they have to do that because they have to equip themselves because people, they do care. They want to know that you are able to do the job and that you are knowledgeable. But most importantly, that you took the time. You know, you didn't take the easy way out. You did take the time to go to school. You did take the time research. To study. Yeah.
As you said, so very important. The research was very key to my introduction into the business. I would get Billboard magazines. At that time, you could buy a Billboard magazine. There were Billboard magazines coming to the college radio station. I would always take the magazine with me when I left. After I did my airship at the college radio station, that Billboard magazine would go home with me.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, several magazines. And what I would do is I would literally read those magazines from cover to cover and remember the names of the people. Look at the addresses. The only way I knew that Sugar Hill Records was in Inglewood, no one told me that. I saw the name of the company in the Billboard magazine.
Wow.
And saw the address and said, wow, that's Inglewood, New Jersey. I knew they were from Inglewood or New Jersey, but I didn't have no idea where the studio was located.
Right.
Saw that information in a Billboard magazine. And lo and behold, it turned into, I created a position that other people managed to take on. But I created the college promotion department in that position. I created that when they hired me because I was in college. I was in college radio. And they felt a need. I sold them on the need to have their product serviced to college radio stations across the country. And so they felt it was a need. They hired me to do it. I basically made contact with every college radio station nationwide and established relationships at that point. And that's when I learned that establishing relationships would be my way to connect with this industry. So research and networking and contacts are your way to learn how to be an executive in this business. So I'm going to fast forward for you a little bit.
Yeah, because we want to know, like, how did you get to, you know, like, you did all the groundwork and laid the foundation. You done met these group of people now. So now we're, like, where the big time part at? That's what they want to know that.
Here's what has to be said. Of course, I was fired from Sugar Hill Records. I was fired from Sugar Hill Records. And I say that was probably one of the most devastating points in my beginning, because I was working there and I was starting to see, not living, but seeing the glamorous life, because at that time Sugar Hill was very, very hot.
Right.
I worked Rapid Delight, I worked Sequence, I worked Grandmaster Flash, Treacherous 3, Spoonie G, all those artists that were there at that time. I had the opportunity to work with Ray Goodman and Brown, met them and knew them. They looked at me. They called me the kid. They used to say, hey, kid, come on over here. You know, come on over here and answer these phones, you know, or they just used to joke with me and took a liking to me. After I was fired, I moved on. Of course, after my heart was broken, which, you know, that puts you in the dumps, you just got exposed to this illustrious business. And then I was released. I was let go. So I had to resort back to my skill set of being a disc jockey, continuing to do that. And then the opportunity came that I got an offer to go do radio in South Carolina. And from there, the career kind of, the journey was moving. You know, I was moving through my course of hard times. I always tell the story. First commercial radio station I worked with, I really had to pursue that job. And the person that hired me, I give her all the props. Her name is Liz Satchel, WNJR in New Jersey, legendary AM station. I would go there every 2 to 3 days and sit in that lobby to wait for her to see me. Unannounced, I would just show up and be in the lobby with my resume and air check. And I met several of the disc jockeys and administrative people. And one day I was there, this was after several times, I can't even remember how many times I went to that radio station after I finished class, but this is the perseverance that you need to pursue a career that you love.
Yeah.
And this one
consistency, you can't stop. And that's another lesson. Everybody, that would have stumbled somebody from they would have just gave up. They're getting most fired. They would have just quit, most people. But
most
you
people
kept
quit.
Going.
Most people would have quit, no question about that.
But you know why you didn't? Because you put too much into it. You had come too far to quit. And that's why it's so important to do your research. If you really want something, the more you feed yourself, whatever it is you got a passion about, the less likely you are to quit the first time of adversity or the first time of shortcoming. Because it's in you. You can't live without it at that point. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to, touch on that so people can see. Yeah.
So that part of my career for radio was very tough. You know, it's no different for anyone today pursuing a career in broadcast journalism. You're not going to get a job working in New York or Chicago or Miami for your first opportunity. You're going to have to go, and this is what all my mentors, as I was growing and in these different positions, I was meeting mentors. They didn't know they were mentoring, but they were mentoring because I was the type of person, and I'm still that same person, that if I see something that someone is doing and I want to do that same thing, then I'm going to do what I can to befriend them.
Right.
You know, I'm going to listen to them and always be a sponge around them. And most of the time, people today, they want to walk into your office and have your job that same day.
Okay.
I had an intern say to me, that this is after I've, of course, launched into the record business years later, I had an intern, and he said to me, how long is it going to take me to get a job like that, like yours, or to do your job?
Right.
And I said to him, how long did it take you to walk into this room and walk to my desk? So he looked a little bewildered, and he said, all of about 30 seconds. I said, yeah. I said, so try 25 years.
Oh, man, I tell you, and so now with that, and that's a lesson, that's a word for you right now. If you didn't catch it, you're going to have to listen to the archive on that one. But that was powerful. It's going to take double and multiple the time than it does for you. Even at a thought that, okay, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to take this person's job, or I'm going to be where they are. You got to understand the behind the scenes work. People always glamorize what they see, but they don't know about the unseen part. But I just thank you so much for sharing that, AJ. I want to talk about some of the artists that you've worked with. I want to talk about your experience, and we could just fast forward to, some of the positions that you've had. I know you work for RCA and Jive Records, and I also want you to tell people about your own company you got now.
I'm going to fast forward. The first job in the record business was A&M Records, A&M Perspective. That's the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That was their imprint. On that roster, we had, I worked with CeCe Peniston. I worked with, of course, Jam and Lewis, Mint Condition, Barry White, Low Key, Sounds of Blackness, and those would probably be the few that was my very first introduction into the major label arena. That was my first job out of radio. I came out of programming. Programming radio launched me into the major label level. While I was in radio, though, I did build a company that was called South Carolina Record Pool. It was a DJ pool. You're in D.C., so you probably know Eardrum. or you may have heard of it. Well, during that time, it was a DJ organization, and I created one in South Carolina, which lasted for about 18 years. But that launched me into a major label, which was A&M Perspective, Jam and Lewis, Jimmy Jam, the producers. Worked with them with a tremendous amount of artists, as I mentioned. They produced Solo, the group Solo. You're familiar with them. Ann Nesby took her, made her first album, gave her a number one record. Solo, number one record. I worked, started at the bottom at A&M Records, and when I left, I was the head of promotion.
Okay.
From there, I segued to Virgin Records. And these are all average four to five year runs. I went to Virgin, I worked with Janet Jackson, worked with Rap-A-Lot Records, Scarface, Ghetto Boys, Tina Turner.
Yo, here it is. I didn't even know about Janet Jackson. Go
worked
ahead.
With Janet Jackson. I actually worked with Janet, almost three times. The first time was at A&M, but she was leaving. And I had the pleasure of working a couple of her records, but didn't get to know her until I went to Virgin. When I went to Virgin, I was responsible for her Velvet Rope album. And that was her 5 million seller. I did the marketing and promotion. I was senior director there. Did her tour, worked her tour, her national Velvet Rope tour. Had a great time with her. Took a couple of executives from BET to Janet's house. In Malibu to preview her album, the Velvet Rope album, which was an amazing experience to sit with her and her husband at the time and listen to her record and pick singles and talk to her and just got it. I mean, it was a surreal experience. That's the only way I can put it. But we delivered her a 5 million seller, and she had an amazing tour. From there, I segued to Warner Brothers. I was hired and recruited to be vice president of urban music for Warner Brothers. Stayed there until the merger. The artists that were under my tutelage, Eric Benet, Jaheim. I had a situation with Queen Latifah, LL Cool J, Prince album we put out. Warner Brothers was a great experience for me as vice president. And from there, I left during the merger, the AOL merger, and went over to Clive Davis's new startup, which was J Records at that time. And we put some of the biggest artists out in today's landscape. Alicia Keys, RL, Monica, Whitney Houston, R. Kelly. Through 16 years I spent at RCA. The entire time, and I say this for anyone that's embarking on a career in any business, create your own company while you're inside.
Right.
A lot of people wait until they are fired or are pushed out, and then there are those that can walk away and start a business. I always say the best safety net is have your own business no matter what it is that you're doing. If you're working at a watermelon farm, sell peaches on the side, you know, create a watermelon drink. Do something that's going to enable you when you're gone from that situation, that's going to continue to make money for you. And as I did, like I said, I created a company when I first got in the business. And from there, I continued to develop it. I kept it in an incubator. And when I left RCA, which they retired me, this past year, in March, they retired me. I went on to spread my wings and created another umbrella for my company, which is Savage One Entertainment. And it does gospel, R&B, hip-hop. It's management, marketing, and promotion. We do everything from set up promotional tours at radio to actually getting your record on the radio and charted and number one records. So since I've left the company, I've had an amazing success, a successful run after leaving. Prior to leaving, going back with Roe James, Jasmine Sullivan, Chris Brown, A$AP Rocky, A$AP Ferg. I mean, that roster of artists that and records that we put out and created and made number one records was totally amazing. Anthony Hamilton, Fantasia, Ruben Studdard, Jamie Foxx, Luther Vandross. That is just a small percentage of 15 years.
And that's the thing. But you put in the labor. Your labor was never in vain. And while you were with these other companies, you also grasped some things from them. You took away a lot that can help groom what God had in store for you. And, I mean, it's truly been a blessing. AJ, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your story. I know I could sit up here and talk to you all day long, and I want to have you back on. And maybe you can bring one of your artists with you, because I think I know for a fact that you have a wealth of information, and we've only skimmed the surface. It's so many things that I know that people are like, dang, I want to ask them this, I want to ask them that. And I would love to have you on for a question and answer type of thing, because I really think that people really want to, you know, really pick you a little bit, because like I said, you have a wealth of information, and people don't get an opportunity to talk to people like you. They really don't. They don't get to get as close to get the information and insight and stuff. And I think what you're giving is so much more powerful. It's going to help people in the long run with whatever it is they have a desire to do. Because again, the key words that you said is, doing your research, studying yourself approved, not quitting, being consistent, you know, be well-rounded. I mean, like you said, you learned, you knew about country and rock and roll, and don't be so just one-sided. Expand your taste buds, you know, expand
Absolutely.
Yourself and get that exposure, because you never know where your opportunity is going to come. It could very well be at a rock and roll station, and it's so much wealth there that God just wants you there for a season to take with you into what is ordained just for you. But I want you to tell people how they can reach you and your social media and things like that. How can they contact you, AJ?
They can contact me on at Savage One Entertainment. It's savageone.eg@gmail.com. My Twitter is savageman210. That's my IG and Twitter, savageman210. Email address, savageone.eg@gmail.com.
Well, you know, I saw your post, too, on Facebook. He's on Facebook, too. And you had a repost of November the 18th where I'll be hosting the Ja'Kalyn Carr, Kiara Sheard, and Pastor Shirley Caesars and the Sounds of Blackness.
And
your
that's
artist
right. Don't forget
as well.
Sounds of Blackness.
That's right. Sounds of Blackness. I interviewed them. Thanks to you. I really appreciated that interview. Blessed so many people.
That's awesome. He's a wealth of knowledge. Gary is amazing.
He is amazing. I love you both. Listen, AJ, again, I wish that you could stay on with us forever. I know you're traveling. I hope to see you in Columbia, South Carolina. I know we're going to cross paths again. You guys got to look him up,
Absolutely.
AJ Savage. Google him if you didn't get those addresses. But he's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. You got to get in touch with him. Ask him your questions. Follow him and his artists. You won't be disappointed. Again, a wealth of information and just such a blessing to Dr. Gina's
Thank
radio
you.
Chat.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to let me share my story. As you said, you know, stories like this have to be heard. And I am doing a book, just so that you know.
Oh, well, you heard that. I'm going to get my copy. I love it. Oh, well, you know what? I'm doing an author special, so I'm going to let you know that date, and I'm going to have a couple of authors on with me on Dr. Gina's radio chat, so I would love to have you on for that. You're a friend of ours, so you just keep coming back as often as you like, okay?
Absolutely. Love you.
All right. Much Thanks. Love, AJ. Thank you. Safe travels to you,
sure.
Okay?
All right. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, my main man, A-Train, you on with me, brother?
I'm right here.
You be holding on, my love. I love this. Is my brother, A-Train, comedian. A-Train, tell us about what's been going on with you.
Oh, man, you know what it is. Just out here grinding, hitting these stages, coming at them like a locomotive.
You, and I'm going to tell you the truth. You've been hitting them hard, man. Listen, we're going to take a couple of minute break, and then we're going to have Elizabeth come on and share her fitness techniques. But then I want you to tell everybody about, well, first of all, tell us before we go to the commercial break, A-Train, how big was that audience, that last audience you did, that big audience? How big was it?
The Frankie Beverly Amaze? Oh, my God. It was massive, man. It was massive. We're doing arenas out here, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Arenas, arenas. Do y'all know how many people fit in an arena? Oh, man, if you don't know comedian A-Train, you're going to know him now. West Coast, East Coast, South, North. Y'all going to find out. He coming in, banging it through, y'all. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to have Elizabeth, personal fitness trainer, joining us in 2 seconds.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Well, all right. We got joining us my friend, personal fitness trainer, Elizabeth Brooks, giving us 15 minutes, I wish, giving us 5 minute fitness. Go on, girl. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I am doing great. How are you doing? You just finished taking class.
Yeah, I sure did. Her class is amazing. I was just telling the audience, I said, you know, whenever I love our relationship because it actually keeps me motivated to stay in this, you know, stay motivated into the health and soul brand, because I tell them it's not about a certain exercise with health and soul. It's just basically just moving your body and getting some exercise with your mind, body, and soul. And so you are just such a very good part of my journey. And I tell people to try to mix things up, because I do weight training. I do strengthening and conditioning and stuff like that. But it's nice to, you know, get a little bit of something else. And you just give so much in your class. It's like all of it rolled up in one. And I enjoy your class. I don't have any problems with networking and learning and growing and iron sharpening iron. So thank you so much for joining me on a journey, or having me join you in your journey.
Oh,
I appreciate
God
you.
Is so good. That
yes,
is awesome.
Is.
I appreciate those words. That is awesome. God is so good and He is so faithful. And I just feel like if you take care of our bodies, you know, natural healing is already on the inside of us. God has already placed the gift of healing on each and every one of us. And people feel like, you know, oh, you know, I'm waiting for God to come down to heal me. He's waiting for us to do something to activate the healing that's already on the inside of us. And exercise and eating right is really the way we do that. So I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, and I know I just went on that little tirade, but that is such an important basic concept of exercise. It's so good, and for us to remember that we can heal ourselves through exercise, and that God has given us the power to do that. But I was thinking about what the kind of the workout that we did today, and one of the things that I hear people saying, talking about all the time, is functional training. And I really wanted to touch on that a little bit today in our conversation, and to talk about, first of all, what is functional training, and then how should it be applied in your regular exercise? I love how you said you do your cardio and you do your weight training. But functional training is something that we do that, and most people don't even though we hear about it, it's not something that most people incorporate as a regular part of their exercise routine. Functional training is those movements that we do that mimic everyday life movement, like squatting and picking things up, reaching in the cabinet, being able to bend over and pick up something without injuring your back. And so we did a lot of functional training in class today, but these are the kinds of movements like lunging movements and things that activate that what they like to call stretch reflex, where you're doing muscle contractions, but there's also a lengthening phase in there, and movements that also mimic everyday life and help us get through everyday life in a much better, healthier movement pattern. And because we sit at our desk all the time, most people have sedentary jobs, sit 4, 5, 6 hours at a time, our bodies are not as functional as we used to be. It's different if you're working on a farm. You're getting a lot of regular movement all the time. So we want to remember to incorporate functional training movements into our regular routine. This would include stuff like walking lunges, people. This would include things like toe touches. Burpees are actually a form of functional training, but people are so focused on speed with burpees that we lose the technique with burpees. So we want to remember that up-down movement and then putting the hands on the floor, jumping back, doing a push-up, that is a core basic functional movement. But don't get so focused on the reps that you forget the form and technique that should go into that. And it's that form and technique that makes it functional. So I want to really encourage people, think about functional training as something, those exercise movements that you incorporate that don't include you having to lift something other than your own body. You're moving your own body around. That's functional training. All right? So I really wanted to share that with everybody today. And we did quite a few functional exercises in our workout today. And then we picked up the weight and we did those. And making sure your body is really warm is also part of functional training.
You know what? That is so interesting because that I think that a lot of people, it's so many different forms of exercise and a lot of things are mixing up. And I think people are now starting to get used to the lingo and things. So I'm really glad that you're coming on the show so you can introduce all these different terms that people may not be, accustomed to because, there's circuit training. Now you're saying functional training. And you have mentioned something else yesterday. It was another type of training. I can't remember. And I was like, dang, I'm going to ask her about it. I can't remember what it was.
Well, in our class yesterday, we were doing the high intensity interval training. And I was talking about intervals.
That's what it is.
And
even
though people think of interval training as actually working hard the whole time. But the real concept behind interval training is that there is a work phase as well as a rest phase. So one type of interval is like we did yesterday. We did a 1 minute on. I gave you guys 20 seconds off where you were actually resting and recovering. Boom, we went right back to the same exercise, did another minute, and then we went back to a resting phase. So that actually produces points in your heart rate that are really high and then points where you're resting. And that's actually interval training. So you could do that in a running pattern, like on a treadmill. You can do sprint phases and then walk phases. That's an interval. Or even when you're doing weight training, you can do some reps that are slower and controlled and then some reps that are faster. So those are all interval training patterns.
I love it. I love it. A-Train, what you think? A-Train, this is Elizabeth Brooks. A-Train, what do you think about what Elizabeth is saying? Are you doing all of that?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm too lazy. I don't like all.
You sound all lazy.
I'm like Ken Do. I'm like Mary J. Blige. I'm gonna just have somebody pay me to go do something like that.
Oh my god,
that's comedian A Train. He's out of Jacksonville, Elizabeth. Listen, God is doing so many amazing things, and I'm so blessed to have you both on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I know that her class today was just so big. I was like, oh my god, and they're gonna have to give her more room. It's not enough room in this
like
35 space. All these people. And I love it. I love that I'm, you know, being able to connect with people that I'm seeing the expansion. I see expansion.
Isn't that awesome?
And I love being a part of it, to be able to witness it and share in your celebration. I'm telling you, it's such a blessing. And not only that, it's blessing the listeners, you guys. So I thank you both for so much for taking the time out to share with the listeners here, because this platform, like I was sharing before, it is really to motivate, encourage, and really be an inspiration for people to be able to get out there and pursue their passion and their dreams, whatever God has given you, because it's going to be a blessing to so many people. I mean, you're blessing people in fitness, and you're blessing people in comedy, and I'm blessing people with, you know, the opportunities and whatever God, everything that God has me doing with fitness as well. I gave you a DVD. A-Train, you don't have a DVD yet, do you?
Give A-Train a DVD.
Yet.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give him.
Don't let him get away without one.
And he can be doing exercises that I do on there, and that what you're saying, Elizabeth, in his hotel room while he on the road. So
you know,
he ain't got
right.
No excuses.
That's right. And you don't need a gym to work out. So those exercises are great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. Please tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Please, if you're interested in getting in contact with me, Elizabeth Brooks, email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. That's thinkingcorrectly.com, all one word. And or check out the website at thinkingcorrectly.com. All right?
All right.
You guys have a good one, okay?
Personal fitness trainer, Elizabeth Brooks. Thank you. I love you. I'll see you on
Friday.
Love you
too. I'll see you Friday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Bye-bye. See you later,
A-Train. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so we'll take a couple of minutes, and then A-Train's going to update us on everything and all things that need to be updated and give us some funny on top of it all. Got to love to laugh. My friend A-Train, be back in a second.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, say what's happening, man. T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Okay, A-Train. So now catch us up, man. What's going on with you?
I'm out here, Dr. Gina. I'm out here on this road. Hitting these stages. I just wrapped up a show in Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend at St. Aug University for their homecoming. We had a blast out there. Got word from the president of the college saying that he heard it was a success, and he's looking forward to bringing me back and we doing some other things. So we had a good time. And then, Friday night, we were at the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena with Frankie Beverly and Mae, Joe and Jaheim, all on the same stage. And I got a chance to host and open for that as well. And, man, I'm telling you, anytime you get a chance to grace a living legend like Frankie Beverly's stage, listen, it's an honor and a privilege. So, you know what I'm saying? We're out here.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. And, you know, you get a chance to see Frankie, you know, it's like you hear him on the radio, You know, you may even go to a festival, like an outside festival, you know, because he usually comes to Jacksonville and perform at the Funk Fest, you know what I'm saying? And it's outside in the park. But this time, you know, it was in the arena. You know, you had the lights, you know what I'm saying? You had the just the whole feel of concert vibe, you know. And I'm telling you, man, the people filled that arena up for Frankie. And to see him, you know, at like, what, he's like 70-something, you know, Frankie is up there,
wow,
man. He's fine, though.
He's fine, child. 70 and fine. That's all I got to say. You know, I like him older sometime, you know what I'm saying?
And the women know they love that Frankie Beverly. You know, he's in shape. He's doing his thing, you know. And so it was cool, man, just to see it live and be standing right there assisting in, you know, that might have been a change.
But that
man,
energy, A-Train, that energy coming at you, that energy, and then how God just gave you words just for that show to be able to give all that energy something back.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That is so deep. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of personalities. You know, a lot more. And you were able and anointed for that night to hold it down among
indeed
all of those people, triple the size. And I just find that so amazing. I'm telling y'all, when God got you doing things, he's going to equip you to do it. I know you was looking at that crowd like, okay. You know,
It's weird because it's like, you know, I've always been one of those people, you know, it's like I come alive the more people I'm around, you know, and I've always been that type of person. So, you know, it was, you know, it's safe to say that, man, I was in my element, because I'm telling you, when I get in an environment like that, I don't know, something just comes over me. It comes out of me, and I do not want to put that microphone down.
Oh, wow. Well, that is a blessing. And I mean, I know it was been more doors opening for you with that.
Absolutely. Backstage, Frankie's manager came to me, and he was like, man, you are funny, you know. And we talked business for a minute, you know what I'm saying, and some other opportunities, you know, they presented me with. So we're looking forward to fulfilling those dates. So y'all stay tuned, and I'll fulfill y'all in on that, you know, in the weeks to come on what happened with that particular invitation. So
yes, he's coming out of the South, y'all. God has expanded him out of the South. I think you done been to Cincinnati or Chicago, and you going up west further. I mean, God is expanding your territory.
Yes, we were out there. I was at Cincinnati, Ohio, out at the Go Bananas Comedy Club. You know, slinging some jokes out there. Like I said, I just got back from Raleigh, and shout out to the people up along the coast of, you know, East Coast, like North Carolina and South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, all those people that got hit by Hurricane Matthew. So they're still suffering some of the blows from that. I saw that this weekend. So prayers out to them. But also coming up in a couple of weeks, I'll be on the road with the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop with DMX. We're getting ready to hit Columbia, South Carolina. We're getting ready to hit Atlanta and also Raleigh, North Carolina again. And then after that, Dr. Gina, the mayor of Denver, Colorado, sent for me, man. He was flying me out for an event up in Denver, Colorado at the end of next month. So that was a real honor and a privilege. He wanted me to host a special event that they have going on up there. And I'm telling you, man, we're just out here working. I'm grinding. And God's opening the doors, and I'm just walking them out.
Well, look at God. Look at him do what he do, child. I love it. Now, something amazing. You know, I was telling the listeners that you was going to share something about your wife. You know, something fantastic, and how I was encouraging marriage, and you know how me and you talk, and I was saying how important marriage is, and people just don't realize it. Marriage is
absolutely
cool, y'all. Marriage is
absolutely
cool. It's the end thing. And look, we're going to make it. It's the end thing.
And that's
why
I love having my wife with me, not just because she's my manager, But just like you say, man, marriage is a cool thing. And, like, people know, you know, when I'm on the road or if I'm doing a show, you know, it's to the point now where, you know, people, they expect to see my wife with me wherever I go because that's how we roll, you know, and that's how I wanted it to be branded. You know, I wanted us to do this together because she's really responsible for me, you know, operating in this comedy career because she was the one that told me, you know, when we first started dating years ago, she was like, man, you need to be doing stand-up. You know what I mean? So she encouraged me into this. So that's why I like for her to be there with me. And, you know, we work in this thing together because marriage is cool. I cannot do this without my wife. I'm telling you, you know, and I love her and I love the way that she supports me. And that's why I try to support her on everything that I can because she just released a book. She's a co-author with Nikki Woods. The senior producer of the Tom Joyner the Morning Show just did a anthology, and Tracy was one of the co-authors of that book. And this is the third installation of it, and the first two were bestsellers. And when they released the Kindle, that's just Monday, and already, you know, they went bestseller on Amazon. So I'm really proud of her, man. She's a phenomenal woman. So all of you listeners out there, if you're in a craft, you know, Dr. Gina and I talk off record about, you know, the empowerment that comes on your life when you operate in unison with your wife or with your spouse. You know what I mean? Mm. And so I just encourage those of you that's out there, get above the riffraff and do what you need to do to connect with your spouse because in that is the real empowerment that will catapult your life from one level to the next. And I'm a living witness of that. So shout out to my wife, man.
Shout out to her. Love it. All right. Well, A-Train, what's going on next? Because we got a couple of seconds and we're going to close on out. What you got coming up this week?
This weekend, I will be focusing on this show November 3rd. November 3rd, I'll be opening for Bilal at the Ritz Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. And then also this Friday night, we will be out supporting Martin Lawrence here in Jacksonville as he comes through Jacksonville on the 21st of October. So we'll be out supporting Martin on Friday night. And then November 3rd, I'll be performing at the Ritz Theater, opening up for Bilal, Grammy Award winning Bilal. Yeah, so that's what's
up. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, we love you. And tell everybody how they can follow you again. We gotta let them know where to reach you.
Absolutely. Follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live as well. And also on Facebook, I have another page called Do It Again and See What Happens. And my Instagram is Do It Again and See What Happens. And you know what? My Do It Again and See What Happened moment or person for this week has to go to Kendu, Mary J. Blige's ex. We're going to put him on the Do It Again and See What Happened list for all this money he's requesting a month from Mary J. Blige. $130,000 a month in spousal support. Are you kidding me? So hit me up on Facebook at Do It Again and See What Happens. That's where it is.
All right. Well, listen, you've heard it. Do it again and see what happens, y'all. Don't do nothing again. All you got to do is go on do it again, but don't do nothing else again. Don't get you cut off. Listen, this has been a fantastic show. Thank you so much, AJ Savage. Thank you so much, personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks and my main man, comedian, own a locomotive coming at a city and a state near you real soon in a theater busting it wide open full of laughter and joy, my man A-Train. Listen, thank you all so much for such a great show. It was power-packed and informative and very encouraging, and I enjoyed it myself. Thank you for listening, listeners, at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't hesitate to tell your friends, your family, your coworkers to tune in. We worldwide, baby. Everybody know about what's going on. Check me out, Savannah, Georgia. I'll be at the John Micker, Mick, what is it? Merkur Theater in Savannah, Georgia with Toni Braxton, y'all. And then I'll be keeping you up with some other dates. But listen, Savannah, Georgia, people all around, come and join us at that theater and celebrate Toni Braxton. She's been doing her thing through on her tour, and we're so excited about that. Also, I want to remind you, Dr. Gina's radio chat is on every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't know what guests we're going to have joining us. Thank you to my co-host, A-Train. He's going to be bringing us more stuff, and I'm super excited about him being a part of the team. And so, again, if you want to get your mind, body, and soul whole, check into myhealthandsoul.com. And listen, get that DVD, y'all. You can do it at home. It's no weights, no gym. It's all your natural body weight. Like Elizabeth said, you know, put it in. Gotta get it. Gotta get your copy. And listen, you can go on, again, myhealthandsoul.com to get that. It's only $10, y'all. Tell a friend. Y'all can do it as a group at your house. And also, I'm very excited about that. So listen, again, we want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina. Y'all have a great week. Loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's radio.